Today, I want to talk about how you can use iRacing to help you prepare better for your races. Now, iRacing is a platform that I use big time with the drivers. You can see the simulator behind if you're watching this on the video. It's a big tool. It's really important. And over the last 10 years, it's got even more important, especially after COVID, because it just got better. The whole simulator world has got better. It's advanced. Now, predominantly, I use it for the mental side. So I help drivers perform on demand. I'm watching them. I'm putting them under pressure to kind of recreate what it'll be like in the race weekend itself. And then we work on the mental skills, the focus needed. But in this video, I want to talk more about the races themselves, how you can prepare better for that. And iRacing is great for that. Now, if you're going on online racing against all these different people in the different rooms and sessions, that's okay. But there's only so much you can do there, because in the real world, we are banging wheels. We are forcing other drivers to go to the edge of the circuit. Now, if you do that in the online community, they kick off. You can't be as aggressive as you can in the real world, because you've got safety rating and all these things. So I like to use the training one-on-one, where we are getting our elbows out and we're pushing the envelope like you would in the real world. So I really want to walk you through how I do that and show you some video clips. So if you're listening on the podcast, this is not going to be a great episode for you. So jump over to YouTube and watch it on there instead of listening to it, but you'll get the gist. Really, I want to take you through a few clips and four main areas that I work with drivers on when we're prepping them for the races specifically. Not qualifying, but for the races. Here we go. First of all, and obviously of all, racecraft. For this, we're going to hop over to Silverstone, a session I did really recently with a driver who's preparing for Silverstone. We do actually start each session with qualifying drill, but then we move into the races. And as you can see here, I'm in the McLaren kind of car, the driver's in the other car, and we're going wheel to wheel, following, trying to recreate what we do in the real world. You can change the angles that you see the actual maneuvers from. You can try things, you can experiment. You can see what it's like to drive on the outside of a corner instead of being online like the normal one. And how you have to adjust as a driver when you're going into corners on different angles and different lines. Really important. And we'll try certain moves out. Certain moves like forcing them to the outside on turning so you can pin them to the left, and what that looks like from their angle to see how the driver can adjust and still make it through the corner without losing time. And we really do get pretty aggressive on the training. We really get in there, make sure the drivers keep sending it, get chopped, and just to really recreate what will happen when they go to the race circuit so nothing is happening for the first time. So a pretty easy one. If you've got a coach, get them on there with you to really go through every single situation for every corner. So again, when you get there for real, nothing's a surprise. You've done it already. The second thing I love to do is to put drivers under pressure in a race situation. And I'll do this by following them really closely. As you can see on the car behind, and I'm just trying to get in their mirrors, out their mirrors, in their blind spots to see if they can still focus and maintain their concentration while this car behind is pretty much buzzing their mirrors. I find this really useful because you see the drivers, they're looking in their mirrors too much. They second guess. They're not putting their focus of where they should be ahead. And to train this before a race weekend and just to learn where to look in the mirrors at particular times around that particular track that you're going to, it's really important. Because I want most of your focus going forward, not looking behind. So it's important to know where to look and where to just focus forward. The third thing I like to train are any car specific items. So say if it's difficult to follow in this high downforce car, then I'll get the driver to follow me through the high speed corners and just see how they handle the dirty air. As you can see here, he tries to go in a bit tighter, but it still washes out. So he has to change his angle next time. And we do that the next lap. And the fourth thing I love to do are things really that you shouldn't do. Positions in the races where you think, right, is it possible to overtake there? Let's give it a go. Should I give you more room? And as you can see by these videos, we also learn the boundaries of how far you can push another car, another driver before accidents start to happen. Or if you go in a bit too hot and it's asking too much of the car and you go wide, you're always going to hit the other car, even though he or she has given you room. These are all things to go through. And I'd say that every race weekend that you come into, you sort of look at the track and you think, okay, what are the things that are good for racecraft here? Or what are the things I need to avoid? What did I learn from last time? And how can I put that into an iRacing training session with another coach or a driver so we can really nail these things down? We're trying to make race weekends as automatic and as easy as we possibly can. Doing this on iRacing, it's worth every penny that you spent on it. So if you're, you know, you're not sure whether you actually want to get a simulator, I would say it's worth the investment.